See if you can figure out what the following email has in common with terrorism. Dear Dr. Kenner, I am dating a girl, age 18, who loves her dad very much. She lives at home with her parents. Unfortunately, her dad is disabled. Her mother abuses both of them. She calls them all sorts of names, hits them, grounds my girlfriend. Her mother tries to control everything my girlfriend does. Every time she tries to speak up or do what she wants, her mother takes it out on her dad, who cannot defend himself. She says she feels like a prisoner in a home without bars. Her mother doesn't want her to go to college or even date me. Is there anything I can do to help? Steve. Think of what that has in common with the terrorist, Steve. You know, what's going on here? Notice that a nurturing mother would want what for their child? A nurturing mother would want your girlfriend, let's name her Sue, would want Sue to go out and enjoy her life, to be able to have a good relationship with mom and dad, to go to college, to pursue her dreams, and to find a lovely boyfriend like yourself. But mom's not after her best interest. Mom is trying to destroy it. So what is driving mom? That's what your girlfriend needs to understand first, because many times you think, well, she's my mother, what can I do, what's the use? You have to put up with her, after all, she's done some good things for me in my life. If she's abusing you, you don't want to have that attitude. Your mother is at war with yourself, with your own mind. So if you can help your girlfriend, Sue, understand this, that will help out. You can recognize that she can't possibly love her mother. You can't love someone who is after your own destruction, someone who doesn't want your independence, someone who doesn't want the good for you in life, someone who doesn't want you to pursue your happiness. So if she can come face to face with that fact, it will give her the moral certainty to then take some action. She can plan for another place for dad to stay. She doesn't have to keep this as a family secret. She can tell his brothers or other family members. Maybe there's a safer place for people who also love dad, you know, where he could stay with them, or they could pay for him to be in assisted living or something. She can also identify her own fears openly to you. You know, just by being a good listener with her, Steve, she can, if she doesn't name them to herself, then they wreak havoc in her mind. But she can talk with you. You can ask her, like, what's the worst that mom can do to you? Then she can figure out what it is, and she can protect herself and her dad from that danger. I would call the authorities. I mean, if she actually can figure things out, she has every right to call the authorities and say that my mother is highly abusive of my dad, assuming that's the case. And then she needs to move out. She's 18 years old. She can move to a safer place. Hopefully she has a job where she can earn some money to do it on her own. If she needs to take out a temporary loan from loving family members who value her, that would be possible too. So that's what I would recommend. So what does that have in common with the terrorists? The terrorists are driven by an emotion, and it's not what they allege. It's not passion for the afterlife, and it's not that they're trying to help the downtrodden, because they themselves, look at what they do to their own citizens. They can't watch TV. They can't communicate. They can't say anything against their own religion. They have no freedom of speech. They have no individual rights. So what are the terrorists after? They're after destruction. I was trying to think of it in terms of what goes on in our personal lives that's reminiscent of this. And you've probably gone through your life. You go after your dreams. You wanted to be in Little League as a kid, and you ended up being good at baseball. You wanted to do well in school, and you learned to write adventurous stories or to master geometry and algebra. You love looking at pond water under a microscope. I know I did. And you dreamed of becoming a biologist. Or you're a little kid and you watch the cake rise in the oven and you dream of becoming a chef. You adore Disney movies and you set your goals for working in animation when you grow up. Or maybe your dreams are just to be married to someone you adore and to have children. Now, whatever your dreams, to the extent that you achieve them, by your own effort, by your ambition, by your willingness to take reasonable risks, to try new things, and to deal successfully with your failures, there was probably someone in your life not cheering you on, but hoping for you to trip up, to fall. and they wouldn't mind giving you a little push. If you've achieved anything in your life, honestly, you will have encountered envy in your life. Envious people, they don't come marked with a Surgeon General's label. They usually disguise themselves as, oh, a good friend, or a helping sister or brother, a smiling co-worker, and under those smiles, they want to destroy you. They want to destroy your happiness. The terrorists are envy-ridden and envy-driven. They hate our culture for what? For our progress, for our achievements, for our remarkable prosperity, for our happiness. They don't like to see the cheerfulness in our mood, in our activities, our events. Our country is at war, and the motive is envy. Not their smokescreen, as I said, God, to remove the world of infidels. Not the Marxist smokescreen to help the downtrodden. The terrorists are spawned in these dictatorial countries, and they work to keep their own citizens downtrodden. So they're absolutely against individual rights and happiness. It's our life-giving ideas that are their enemy. Now think in your own life. Who in your life is waging war on your happiness? Who wants to ruin your good looks? Who hopes that you lose a job you love, or that your kid messes up finally? And how do you deal with them effectively? Do you appease them or not? I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. I'm a clinical psychologist. My show is The Rational Basis of Happiness.